The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The sisters of Lazarus sent word to Jesus saying, "Master, the one you love is ill." When Jesus heard this, he said, "This illness is not to end in death, but is for the glory of God, that the Son of Man may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place where he was. Then after, he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had been in the tomb for 4 days. And when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him. But Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord. I came to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." He became perturbed and deeply troubled and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Sir, come and see." And Jesus wept. Now the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind have done something so this man would not have died?" So Jesus, perturbed again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay across it. Jesus said, "Take the stone away." Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, "Lord, by now there'll be a stench. He has been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took him to the stone. They took away the stone. And Jesus raised his eyes to heaven and said, "Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me. But because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe you have sent me." And then he said and cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, tied hand and foot with burial bonds, and his face was wrapped in cloth. So Jesus said to them, "Untie him and let him go." Now many of the Jews had come to Mary to see what was done and began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
My dear friends in Jesus Christ, Prophet Ezekiel lived among the people of Israel while in exile in Babylon. The tragic situation of the people of Israel in exile is well described by the prophet Ezekiel. Life in exile was so terrible and discouraging. There was no hope of returning home, and even worse, more and more Jews were turning to the pagan religion. Yet, God did what no human power could do. He worked the wonders of bringing the people back to their native land and set the stage for them to become a great nation again. Paul, in his letter, writes about sin and its disastrous effect on human being. Yet, God, in His mercy, sent His Son into the world to give back to man the divine life which was lost by sin. Well, all have to die, and in Him we find remedy for our death. Christ came to raise us back to life, and this is the message of liturgy today. For people without faith, death will always remain a mystery. So, do we believe in the power of Jesus? Death is a very painful reality, and nobody can escape from it. Some die in their old age after long illness. Some die in their bed, while others will die elsewhere. And death is always painful for all of us, especially for the one who feels that death is imminent and for the dear ones who are left behind. Yet, Christianity teaches that death does not lead to despair, but to new life. Lazarus, a close friend of Jesus, is a clear example that those who are deeply connected to Jesus can hope for health and restoration even when faced with death. For Jesus, the house of Lazarus was always like a refuge. Whenever Jesus went to Jerusalem, particularly experiencing the stony heart of the Jewish opponents, Jesus was very frequent visitor to this family, and whenever He visited them, He was welcomed very cordially. He had a good meal prepared by the family and took sufficient rest for the following day. And Jesus too was very much delighted to see that family, responded to His friendship during His frequent visit. When Jesus reached Bethany, Mary and Martha poured out their sorrow. "Lord, if you have been here, my brother would not have died." This expression was something unique, which explained complete trust of Mary and Martha in Jesus. Jesus then begins the prayer of His Father, thanking Him for granting His prayer. Yes, my dear friends, the Father could not but grant whatever His beloved Son asked for. God does not always grant what we ask for, but He surely gives us what we stand most in need of. Yes, my dear friends, because we are all His children, He is our loving Father. He will give us the very best what we need. Death is our last act of submission to the Father and total surrendering into His hands of what we hold most precious, that is our life. Yes, my dear friends, we give glory to God with our death. Just as Christ gave glory to the Father through His. And the Father in turn glorifies us at our death and becoming the door through which we enter into God's glory. A glory which will be ours forever. Yes, my dear friends, death is not end of everything, but the beginning of a new life. With death, life has not ended, but changed. Jesus Christ, who raised Lazarus from the dead, has power to raise us from the dead in sin to life in the Spirit. The raising of Lazarus from death is a sign of Jesus' own future resurrection, as well as all those who believe in Him. Through this event, Jesus showed not only that He has the power to raise the dead to life, but also that He Himself is the resurrection and the life. Yes, my dear friends, through His death and resurrection, all of us one day will rise from the dead and enter into eternal life. In today's gospel, Jesus raised to life the dead Lazarus. Sure, Jesus is not just another human person, but He is also the Son of God. He can thus not only inspire us by His humanity, He can also empower us, our humanity, by His divinity. He can touch our life and change them. He can help us in a way no human can do. He can raise to new life just as He raised Lazarus. That is why John Clare says, if life had a second edition, how I would correct the proof. Life has no second edition. We haven't another life saved in the fridge. We live only once, so let us live well. Yes, my dear friends, the main object of religion is not to get a man into heaven, but to get heaven into him. That is why Jesus said to Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even though they die, will live. Death only opens the door to an eternal life of joy with God. Yes, my dear friends, entry to heaven is not one on group ticket. Each must enter alone. And on earth, each must have lived in Jesus and believed in Jesus. We must therefore live and or abide in Jesus. That is why Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Saying along with Peter, "Lord, whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the only Holy One of God." Yes, my dear friends, in today, St. Paul says, "Live by the Spirit and do not gratify the desire of the flesh. For what the flesh desire is opposed to the Spirit. And what the Spirit desire is opposed to the flesh." Yes, my dear friends, the good news is that the humanity of Jesus inspires us. The divinity of Jesus empowers us, and Jesus raises up to a new life, and he raised up Lazarus from the grave. Each time we choose to come out of our sinful tombs, amen.